B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
And we do this every day at 3:30.
Yes.
This little thing we call Nats News, where you scour the globe to find the most interesting, eye-popping stories. Nats News.
Yes. So today I want to start out with a little bit of a history lesson. You know, I like to educate the people, but it's... It's kind of a PSA. So do you know it's National Grilled Cheese Day?
Do not know that.
Yes. So now everybody knows. And I didn't know, and did you know, that the modern American grilled cheese sandwich is a recent invention in the early 1900s. James Kraft, he was pushed out of his partner's business and stranded in Chicago with only $65 to his name. He bought a mule, purchased cheese wholesale, sold it to grocers, and then he realized that the major drawback for his cheese customers was spoilage. So then he invented a way to manufacture blended pasteurized cheese that he called processed cheese. This he then put on the bread, toasted it, and they were called toasted cheese sandwiches. So it was mixing the grated cheese with the binder and salad dressing, white sauce, or mustard. And that's where the cheese sandwich
came
from.
The processed cheese.
Yes. So,
and that's the one you used to get in school.
Yeah. So during World War I, the Army purchased 6 million pounds of cheese. And in World War II, Navy cooks prepared countless American cheese filling sandwiches for the soldiers.
This is interesting.
Yes.
I think the grilled cheese is overrated. Now, before you go crazy, let me just say this. I didn't think the high school grilled cheese was overrated because you had the tomato soup you can go with it.
Yeah.
I think the grilled cheese has now been bastardized. In fact, I was at a place a few days ago where they had a lobster macaroni and cheese grilled cheese sandwich.
That's an
overdone grilled cheese.
That sounds good.
I mean, I would definitely try because I love grilled cheese.
Yeah, I know you do.
But it's very controversial as well because there's always a big debate about whether you cut it down the center or do you cut it on a diagonal.
Well, here's the thing with the grilled cheese that I find annoying. It's too buttery.
What do you mean?
It's too buttery. I hate to have the butter on my hands when I pick up.
However, it's cut.
No, you use mayo.
You should be using mayo.
There's butter on the outside. That's how they grill it.
No.
I grill mine with mayo.
Mayo?
Yes.
I never did that.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, that's how it's done. You don't do butter.
No, it's still greasy.
It's not that bad. Not at all. And it has and a higher burn point, so it doesn't smoke up the house. It's better.
And you get the nice char on the outside of the grilled cheese.
You gotta try it with the mayo.
It only goes with the tomato soup now in my brain, the grilled cheese. So I don't do the grilled cheese very much because I don't have the tomato soup around.
I don't do soup, period.
I love soup.
You don't do the tomato soup? The Campbell's tomato soup?
I don't do
from
soup.
From the high school cafeteria days? Nothing better.
I don't do soup.
At all?
At all.
Not even a brothy chicken noodle? Oh, that's right. You don't do the chicken.
Never. I never liked soup.
that's very odd.
I'm not a soup smith.
That's very.
I love soup.
That's very odd that you don't eat.
I could live off of soup and grilled cheese and be perfectly fine.
Martinez has this thing with soup. He doesn't do hot beverages.
That's weird. I like a hot beverage. I don't like soup.
No, I'm drinking it.
It's not a meal for me.
This has to go deep.
No.
Just not like soup.
Not even chicken noodle when you're sick?
No.
Before you were a veg, you didn't do chicken noodle soup.
No. Never by choice.
Very strange, man.
I know.
Very strange.
I know. I love soup.
Not a soup man.
I do a nice lentil soup. Pasta vazou. And I know.
I do a bisque. Like you don't a crab
bean soup.
All right. A bisque is fine, but that's still
in
the soup family.
You're not a bean soup, man?
No. I don't do soups.
Navy bean.
I do. That's once in a while, but I mean, I'm not. That's not first choice.
It's in the soup family for sure.
All right, nah.
All right.
All right. So, just an FYI, today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
You know what? I may stop, grab myself a brick of tomato soup that comes out.
Yep.
Right. And do a little grilled cheese and try some mayo on the outside.
And how are you going to cut it? Are you going to cut it down the center or are you going
to
cut it diagonal?
I'm a diagonal man.
Okay. That's the way you should be.
If you cut it down the center, you're the fence.
I take the diagonal cut is what I do in the gas station sandwich. That's always a diagonal cut.
Oh, God.
The tuna sandwich is a diagonal cut.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Usher is actually causing some controversy as well on the internet because... Blogs and strippers have vented on social media that Usher showered them with fake money and the bills had an image of him on there and they weren't even real. So she said this is why, one stripper said this is why she stays away from celebrities, because they're cheap. And the post showed pictures of the fake money with the singer's face on it. Why? So disrespectful. This is foul. We're working so hard to get nothing in return. This is a joke. Their job is to entertain. Take your cheap ass back home. Come is on, what Usher. She said.
Come on, Usher.
Yeah.
Come on, Usher. He had bills with his...
Yeah, I saw the photos of the bill.
On April 3rd, he posted a picture on his social media with a suitcase of money with his face on it. So I guess he decided to take it to the strip club.
And, you can't redeem it. It's not like if he was doing that, you can redeem it later. And those women are paying a certain rent to work at that joint. So they lose money. They think they're getting money from Usher.
Yeah.
You look down. That's not legal tender.
No, she lost posted money. It.
They lost money on the deal.
Because yeah, come on, Usher.
They were working for free. Somebody else could have been paying. Come on, Usher.
That's not right.
Maybe he thinks that they want the money because he has his face on it. But like, no.
Who wants
nobody
all that money?
That's like a Derek Jeter gift, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like a Jeter gift.
Yeah, but Jeter at least had already bought you real dinner.
Yeah.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Like, you buy a real dinner and stuff, Usher, the only thing you get is the Usher money. You get nothing. You don't get a meal.
Yeah.
Like, if he was throwing some gift certificates for the Olive Garden.
The Usher money.
If you don't get out of here, Usher, he's had a storied past of doing suspect things.
Yeah.
This is a long list for Usher.
Yeah, really
he thinks that no one will care because it's him. But that's just rude. That's just bad manners.
You're not that famous.
Not anymore.
That's, even then, like, you're not that famous.
That's not right.
Right, so Usher in bad company. So then there's this other story that a movie's being made about. Did you hear this a few years ago? The NASA intern who was convicted of moon rock theft because he stole the moon rocks so he could have sex with his girlfriend on them?
Yeah.
So now they're making a movie out of it. And he did 7.5 years in jail.
NASA don't play.
No. So he says... They really don't. He was hired as like an astrophysicist intern. Then he fell in love with a brilliant and beautiful biology intern at NASA, and he wanted to give her the moon, literally.
Oh.
So he masterminded this infamous...
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, that's not a bad idea.
Moon rock caper.
Yeah.
Made off with the lunar samples.
I give the guy points.
What?
I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah. But then he stole some of them.
I think that's very creative. It's very, very... dedicated to the woman.
He got 100 months in federal prison, but he was putting them under like a hotel mattress.
Very romantic.
That's not romantic.
Come on, man.
I mean, I don't know.
Wanted to give her the moon. Nothing wrong with that.
And he said
there's something wrong with that.
He got
your little chippy girlfriend. You're 22 years old.
So he got 100 months in prison, and he said he doesn't regret it, but he said he literally didn't think about what would happen to him after he stole moon.
He was in love.
Is he still with the girl?
No, I don't think so.
Totally
he was
in love. He's totally dedicated to the prospect of providing. I like it.
Yeah, I don't. See, this is the problem sometimes with romance.
Yeah.
You gotta
love makes you do crazy things.
You gotta have a head heart balance. If you can, if you don't have a head heart balance, it's not going to last anyway. Because if you're too in love, you're not thinking.
You
if you're not thinking,
guy.
You're not in love.
Well,
you have to have a good head-heart balance.
I get it, but suppose that guy's together with that girl for 40 years. He can always say, I gave her the moon.
He literally did give her the
moon. Then how about this? Give her one piece. Don't put it all up under the mattress just to have adult relations. That's not giving her the moon.
I like it.
Well,
it's clever.
I mean, he left
very
prison.
Innovative.
He left prison with a manuscript over 700 pages long that loosely describes how he was led to a new geometric axiom for the structure of space-time. So that's what that guy did in jail.
Well, yeah, he had a lot of free time.
Yeah. The result was quantum space theory, a specific form of superfluid vacuum theory, which now stands as a candidate for the theory of quantum gravity. So
that's pretty cool. Now
that's where love led him.
He's never going to get married.
I'm a sucker for a love story.
Yeah, here's the problem, Mike. And you should be wiser than this because you've been around the block, sir. So now this is going to come out. This movie's going to come out. Right?
Right. It says it's in the works. They're like casting it right now.
He went to jail in his young 20s, so he's like 30 years old now.
No, I think it was a little bit before, actually. Maybe in the 90s.
All right. Let's say he's whatever age he is, right?
Good looking guy.
Okay. So then you go to date and you buy flowers for the next girl. She gonna throw those flowers in the trash. I know what you do when you really love somebody. You steal moon.
Yeah.
You got me some stinking 1-800 flowers.
Yeah. Where are my
you
moon
gotta at
rocks?
Least get me a meteor or a comet.
Listen,
you got nothing.
That moon little... rock idea got him sex in two different venues.
Yeah, two different
one
worlds.
One before, one after.
You're out of this world.
Thank you, Nat, for Nat's news.
Do what I can.
Listen, kids, get your head-heart balance together. Get your head-heart balance together.
Head-heart balance.
You got to have a balance.
Well, you pay for it.
He rewired the security cameras for
it. Yeah, I like it. I like it. All right, my top five soups as we go into the break.
Uh-huh.
Chicken noodle is one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Beef barley, a solid two.
All right.
Lentil, three.
I don't love a lentil.
Lentil soup is hearty. Then I go navy bean with ham.
Nice.
And then gazpacho.
Oh, gazpacho is good.
The top five. Yeah. It's hard to beat.
Is that cold?
Yes, yeah. It is. Cold soup, but it's good. It's veggie. It's all veggie, man. Yes, it's right up your alley. The gazpacho. Have you not had gazpacho?
Yeah, I've had it. How do you think I knew it was cold?
Oh, well, did you like it?
No.
What? Why not?
It's soup. I don't like soup.
It's the freshest soup you can have. Good ground up fresh vegetables with tomato base.
At the restaurant, I want to say, hey, could you take this and warm it up? Nuke it for me. Bring it back to
me. Warm up gazpacho? Come on.
I'm saying.
610-632-0975. Back in 3 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.